Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome, everybody. It's good to have you here. Today, after the half hour, we will be taking calls. We will answer your questions, give you confirmation. The number is 646-716-9663. Also, by going to www.starfuentes.com and entering the word expo in the magic word slot on the radio station link, you can receive a free e-gift, Cooking with Energy. Tonight, I'm very pleased and very proud to have a very spiritual, very connected spiritual teacher with us. Her name is Nina Brown. Welcome, Nina.
Star, I'm so delighted to be with you, and just thank you in advance for this opportunity and for the magic of who you are.
Well, thank you. I see you have a book which kind of resonates with me because it's called Star,
yes.
S.T.A.R. A Now State of Being.
Yes.
Can you tell us a lot about your book?
Oh, I love it. And, you know, I wrote a whole book to tell you a lot about my book. And we only have a few minutes. I think the most impactful thing to say, Star, about the book is that it is a tool. I think we're all looking for tools to create and live in the new earth, and STAR, which is an acronym, unlike your name, that stands for the principles of surrender, trust, allow, and receive. And applying those principles to one's behavior, belief system, just makes ease and grace in the manifesting of our reality.
And it has some definitely lovely charts in the book and chapters explaining, re-explaining, and then telling us in a different way how to use this, which I really liked. You talk about a very special word, and it seems like you spend energy, time, research, getting to know this word. And that word is divinity. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Star, you know, I would be preaching to the choir, wouldn't I? This is an area that you
are so expert out there. There's a lot of listeners out there. So tell me about divinity.
Divinity. Well, this is the God within. This is spirit within. This is the one... one consciousness within. And I have spent all of my life looking, seeking, searching for the answer to that question, and it was always outside of me, Star. I remember looking up at the clouds, because that's what you do, and saying, I'm a good person. I want a good life. Bring it to me. Not realizing that I, as a sovereign being, as a divine human, am totally, totally responsible and capable of creating my own reality. We are the gods. We are the goddesses. We are the divine. An individual aspect of all that is.
And it's such a big energy, and sometimes it's so simple but not easy. You know, and it's something that not only do you have to step into it, you have to become it. to be the divine, and divine in thee, you know, divinity, divine in thee. It's a real, much, much more than a concept. It's a way of,
I'm going to interrupt you for a second because I believe that what is different about the last 26,000-year cycle and the new 26,000-year cycle is just what you're talking about. We have talked and talked and talked and read about knowing we are divine humans, but that is not being and behaving and accepting this state of being. Now we are in a new paradigm, and I believe that we are all waking up to the fact that we are sovereign beings, accepting that and living in that skin, very different, knowing versus accepting. And it's just what you were saying.
And well, you had a very interesting chapter there on accepting and receiving, and it's something for you guys and girls to look up when you get the book, because it definitely puts an interesting perspective on it. In your book, you talk about surrender, and you talk about surrender isn't giving up anything. It isn't having to lose or win. What is surrender?
Surrender for most people is a word we don't want to talk about, because it's, as you said, giving up. And in the book, what I use, because I think it's a powerful example, it's Napoleon at Waterloo. My gosh, nobody wants to be in that condition where you are conquered, where you have to relinquish what? Your title, your privilege, your wealth, your fame, all of that disappears. And that is what we typically think of as surrender. Not what I'm talking about. Not
at all. What are you
talking
about?
Well, so it's the sovereign being. The ego personality, which is how we historically have lived our lives, with the ego personality running the show. The ego personality surrendering to the wholeness of who we are, the human divinity. It's wholeness is the best word, Star. We are divine beings. We are also human beings. It's the combination, it's the junction point between those two expressions. That is from where we are to create our reality. So the ego personality gives up control to that wholeness, to that junction point. It changes everything. There is no pressure, there's no force. Ease, grace, and it doesn't mean, Star, that we are going to create happy ever after. That's not why we're on the planet. We're here to experience, and experience means that we will have bumps and bruises, as well as joy, pleasure, abundance.
You know, it reminds me of a teaching of mine, and
yeah.
I put my hands over a pile of money, and I have some people give me some $1 bills, and I put my hands over it, and I ask somebody to come and try to take a dollar, and they can't. And then they can't. And then what happens is when you protect your personality like that, nothing gets out. But what if somebody wants to give me a dollar? And then I have one of my apprentices come over when I take my hands off.
Uh-huh.
And give me some dollars into that pile.
Uh-huh.
When you don't want to surrender, you have a protection, a boundary, a wall that does not let the universe, the wholeness, your guides, whatever come in, because your personality, which is fueled sometimes by your ego, has a great big wall around you. And intuition, insight, receiving, giving can't get in or out. In the quantities that are available here in this universe when you're in that divine state. So we bumble along with all these boundaries expecting synchronicity, the angels,
right,
to bring us something.
I love it. You're right on. I'm going to remember that.
And when we let go of that boundary, we can receive, we can give all sorts of great things, lessons can happen to us. And surrender is very, very important in your spiritual life, in your spiritual progress, in your relationships.
Right. Oh, so beautiful.
Okay, so we got the S out of surrender. The T is trust. Talk to me about trust.
Well, you know, I had a friend of mine read the book. I'm not so sure he really read the book because he wrote me back a letter of appreciation that I had gifted it to him. And he said something to the effect, I now know who to trust. That's not at all what I'm talking about. It's not trusting the mailman's going to deliver the letter or trusting your friend is going to repay the loan. No, no. That is, again, the ego personality's reality. I am talking about, once again, the ego personality trusting that junction point, that wholeness, the divine human, to run the show. That's it, in simplest language. And we can get into quantum physics, which I would love to do, and talk about how we create our reality, and that it's the wholeness, the divine human, who's collapsing the particles, or the waves into particle form.
Well, you know, it's that critical junction when that wave turns to a particle.
Yep.
And, you know, scientists have taken an electron microscope, and they've watched water. And water is water, and then it's frozen. Or water is water, then there is steam. Something happens between the steam form, the water form, and the solid form, the liquid water, solid form, that they can't see, that they can't measure.
Uh-huh.
You know? And the same thing happens in your manifestation process. It's like, you know, you be it, you do it, you think it, create it. And all of a sudden, the matter, the wave, turns into matter. And certain things, their waves are longer, the troughs are higher, the troughs are lower, the peaks are higher.
Right.
And maybe we're manifesting for next life on certain things. You know?
And the question is always, who is it that is creating this reality? Are the waves of potential being collapsed by the ego personality? Well, then life is going to be difficult. But if we trust that our divinity, our human divinity will do that, then life just becomes magical.
Well, you know, I consider trust like the size of a faucet.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Know, if you trust normally, you get so much water. But if I took my faucet and tried to fill my swimming pool,
uh-huh,
it would take days and days. I have to get a bigger pipe to let more spirit, to let more divinity flow through it. And to me, trust is kind of like the diameter of that pipe, how much God, source, spirit can flow through you. It might be great to trust when you're 8 and you can get a glass of water, and then later on you need a gallon to cook with, and later on you need to feed the community, and later on you need to fill the pool. And as you expand in your consciousness, your experience, your wisdom lets you trust. And the diameter of the flow of spirit, the diameter of the alignment, just happens so much quicker. Okay, we're getting to the A now. Star, a now state of being. Tell me about the A.
Oh, allow. Allow. And always it's the same thing, which is the ego personality allowing the divinity within. So if I am holding an intention, if Nina is holding an intention and I surrender it into the multidimensional field, that intention might have my beloved new boyfriend have blonde hair. I mean, maybe that's what I really, really, really think I want. Allowing the universe, the waves of potential, the divinity within to collapse the the waves into red hair. How about that? Maybe red hair is the very, 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 very best for us because it'll keep us on fire.
Maybe.
The divine within knows. The divine will only create and manifest the most perfect outcome. So I have no expectation. That's basically what Allow was about. No expectation. It is just a beautiful flow and again, allowing the divine within to...
Well, you know, ego can also work in the reverse. You know, I've given compliments to somebody, and, oh, what a pretty dress, and they say, this old thing. And they take that compliment, and they throw it back in my face.
But
oh,
you know why?
Oh, you're looking good today. What a nice aura you have today. Well, I don't feel good. You know, and when... Not only can that ego, you know, go and not and get in your way of creating big things, that ego can also go in the way of you not getting anything.
Absolutely.
You don't allow those compliments to come in. You don't allow wisdom from other people to come in. That is a great way to stop manifesting.
Well, and start... You were absolutely right on again, and that's why we began the book with creating the four pillars. The four pillars are the foundation of the star principles, and I'll just do them very quickly. The first pillar is knowing that we are sovereign beings, divine humans. Star doesn't really work, as I'm describing it, if we think we are a small identity. The next is self-love, and that is what you were just talking about. If I don't have self-love, I can't receive your compliment. I'm going to throw it right back at you, as you said. But when I'm filled with self-love, then, wow, thank you, thank you. And then very quickly, the other two pillars are the now state of being. We can't manifest with star using the emotions of the past or fear of the future. And then the final one is, I love, do unto all creation what would have all creation do unto us.
Great. Where can I buy this book?
Ahara,
now state of being.
Well, that's one of my favorite questions. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It is exclusively published by Gather Insight, and of course it is on their website, gatherinsight.com. It's also on my website in the store section. My website is ninabrown33.com. So thank you.
Also, people, if you want a free e-gift, go to starfuentes.com, go to the radio link, enter the code word EXPO, and you will get a free e-gift, Cooking with Energy. Now, EXPO is the magic word today. Can you guess why? Can you guess why, Nina?
Oh, Star, what a great, what is the word, segue. Yes, well...
Uh-huh.
The Universal Life Expo in October in Cincinnati, Ohio, is when I get to give you my first hug.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. And I'll be there. You'll be there.
Yes.
Lots of light workers will be there. It is one of the most inexpensive expos to attend. Mm. It is glorious, people. Remember, check it out. All right. I see that you have had another book before you wrote this book. Can you tell me a little bit about that book?
Oh, well, thank you so much for asking. Its title is Return of Love to Planet Earth, Memoir of a Reluctant Visionary. And, Star, I have to tell you, I'm not reluctant anymore.
Well, thank God. You know, it's amazing how much a few years or a decade can do to change you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And is that book still available for sale?
That is, absolutely. And that is not exclusive. It's on Amazon, my website. It's really available anywhere. And the story, I'll just tell you very quickly, is my allowing myself to be vulnerable and to put in print who I know I am. And I'm not talking about the small ego personality. I am talking about the sovereign being and the enormity of the soul that I am, but also you are and all of our listeners. But, you know, we don't talk about this.
God forbid we should talk about how much light we have.
No, we just don't do that. And so I wrote this book, and I proclaimed my divinity in the book, knowing that my children would read it. I mean, how audacious. And that my friends from school would read it. It was very, 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 very difficult. But in doing it, Star, I believe that I was a model for others to feel safe.
I get that, and I get that if you can say it, then other people can say
that,
it. And
what I hear all the time.
You know.
Mina, your journey is like my journey. I just never knew that I could talk about it.
Well, you know, I guess all of the clients and students and teachers and that I coach, you know, I guess sometimes one of the things that I see a lot, what an illness I see a lot is people are afraid of their own light.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, my God, you know, I was psychic. I was intuitive. I could talk about things that I never studied, and then I shut down because I wanted to be like everybody else.
Ah.
You know, I wanted to fit in. And then they spend $100,000 trying to get their light back, you know, that they shut down. And I guess one of the greatest diseases is fear of your own light. And if you show it, people might not like you. If you show it, people might compete with you. If you show it, people might be scared of you. There's a lot of might-bes out there. But once you do own your own light, it becomes a marvelous galaxy of being. Okay, we got left the R in the story. Now it's State of Being, your book. Talk to me about the R.
Oh, well, receive. And, you know, that, too, is a very difficult principle. When we have lack of self-worth, when we think we don't deserve, it's just what you were saying a few minutes ago. How can I be this big a light? How can I receive all that is coming to me from the field, from the multidimensional field? So we sabotage it. But when we know who we are, when we truly know that we are a sovereign being, that we are divine humans, and that we created our reality, then there's one action step, and that is have appreciation and gratitude for whatever it is that we create in this multidimensional field, because it has to be perfect. It has to be perfect, because we are perfection.
Of course we are. And I guess there was an example in your book where you were talking about somebody after a workshop you were supposed to give. Somebody was to tell you four things they liked about you and four things they didn't like. And the only things you could remember were the four things that needed work or whatever that part was in your book.
Yeah,
and
the negative.
And it's amazing how selective our listening can be. And when we create our reality to only touch the things that confirm our own negativity. And it's like attract, and if you are positive, you will be attracted to positive energies. And if you are negative, then the negativity will be there till you run away screaming from it, you know, or laughing from it.
So, Star, really for me, everything that we've talked about boils down to one sentence, and the answer of which changes our entire reality, changes the way we act, the way we make decisions. And the question is, who are you? Who are you?
What is the answer?
Well, the answer is I am looking for the biggest answer to that question, the one that we are afraid to talk about, the one that we have been scolded to not talk about. And it is, for me, not only am I a divine human, I am an individual aspect of all that is. I am part of the one consciousness, and you are also. So if we answer the question, I'm Nina, I'm a grandmother, I'm an author, for me, those are expressions of who I am. Just as a past life is an expression of who I am, or if you want to be really outrageous and say that I come from Venus, and the answer to the question is I'm a Venusian, then still, just an expression of who I am. Does that make sense, Star?
It really does. And, you know, I've gotten to the point of, you know, in my past, that I'm light, I'm divine, I'm God. You know, right now I only get to the I am. Because whatever that comes after it is a word or a concept that my...
Perfect.
That I can't absorb yet in the earth energy. It's yeah. so big
right.
and so full of light and so that a word doesn't describe it for me. And it has all that divinity, God,
right.
a piece of the big soul. It, you know, I get to I am now, and then there's this silent little big poof of energy that comes out of my heart, third eye, stuff that changes every time. So I just get to the I am part.
I love that. I absolutely love it. And you know, the other thing
that
one of the things that I had such fun doing in January as we moved into this new paradigm was I wrote an article and I called it my 2013 dictionary. And all it is a... an opportunity for people to think about the use of words. I mean, if we create our reality with the energy of thought and word, then maybe there's some words we don't want to use anymore. And like what you just said, maybe there are words that we haven't created yet.
That's true. And I'm pretty good stickler on words too. I have an article called E Prime, Energy Prime, that talks about the energy of certain words, you know. Mortgage.
Oh.
Death, gate to death.
Oh.
Mortgage. You want to sign your mortgage? You know,
my gosh.
Try, you know. I'll try to do lunch with you. Well, I doubt it.
Oh.
You're not going to eat lunch with me. You know, if we don't pull out our books and make our appointments or pull out our phones and make the appointments, if it doesn't work in the past, it's not going to work in the future. I tried to call you yesterday, you know, and I'll try. If they say try, it's not going to work in the future. So I have a whole list of words that, to me, don't work. You know, the word release doesn't work to me because if I release an apartment, I still have the same apartment, same pattern I had last year, but let go works for me.
Uh-huh.
So I don't release anything. I don't sign any lease again to own any belief system.
Well, let me share a word with you and see whether you think you'd put it in your dictionary or kick it out. Forgive.
Well, you know, I think forgive is a little passé right now. We should be at the point where there's nothing to forgive.
Absolutely. If you are a sovereign being, which is my truth, and if I'm a sovereign being, and you want to use the word I am, I don't think I am forgives.
I don't think I am counts that anything has enough consequences to forgive.
There you go. There you go.
You know, and there are people, please don't get me wrong, there are people whose soul level is at a place where they're in their soul growth that they have to do forgiveness.
And
it's part of your stairway, your lessons, but that has to happen for people.
Absolutely.
We're moving into another paradigm where, you know, if you have to forgive,
well, then it still matters. And that's something I do in a lot of my classes is I say things like, can you remember your class bully's name? And I'll say their name, and I say, if you can remember their name, you still haven't cleaned your slate of that memory.
Wow.
Or, well, they're pretty interesting.
Well, I think forgiveness has a judgment to it.
All right, take a deep breath.
Yes.
And tell me once again, what is the website where I can get your book?
Oh, thank you. NinaBrown33.com.
Well, thank you very much. And go to starfuentes.com, enter the word expo in the radio section, and get the e-gift, Cooking with Energy. Now, Star, a now state of being. I'm Nina Brown. So let's take a deep breath, and we're coming up to the commercial break here. Get settled.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
People, we're here to answer your questions. We're here to confirm for you, give you insight. Our phone number is 646-716-9663. So give us a call. And my engineer will let us know when we have a call. He's going to screen the calls for us. So what are you doing right now spiritually? What are you working on? What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Star, it is my truth that you, that I, that all of the hundreds of thousands of listeners came back from the stars to planet Earth at this particular moment in the evolution of human consciousness to create the new Earth, which I call the Golden Age of Divine Love. But more importantly, not only to create it, to anchor it, nourish it, and grow it so that it stays. I mean, where's the Golden Age of Atlantis? It's gone. So I can't do that by myself. It takes community. It takes coherent or similar thought and dreaming into the multidimensional field. I mean, we've done all the work, Star. We've fixed the grids. We've ignited the crystals. We have. And now we're in this new paradigm. It's time to plant the seeds and to come together and dream. What do we want the new Earth to be? So what I am creating is something I call Star Circles. We now have the technology. It is something really impressive that I'm just mastering called Google Hangout.
Mm-hmm.
And Google Hangout is an opportunity for 10 people to come together virtually and to see each other and to speak with each other. So I have this vision of Google Hangout circles that I call Star Circles based on the principles of Star all over the planet. Because as I've traveled over the last couple of years and have met with people, what I hear is, I don't have anyone to talk to. I'm lonely.
Isn't that interesting? And,
well,
you know, it's really amazing. I get on some chats or I get on some form of media, and I'm talking to someone in China, my friend in Rio de Janeiro, and my friends in Canada and Hawaii, and we're, you know, all at different time spaces and places on Earth, but consciously we find some common ground, and
yeah,
we talk about life and love and whatever is needing that honing. And people are getting riper and riper all the time. You know, we used to have old souls and young souls and middle souls, and now it's about being ripe, being ready to absorb that light, to give that light out, being community. And, you know, one of the things I teach is if we all heal ourselves and brighten ourselves in the world, you know, the world will become bright.
Right.
And we need to know that other people are working their process and other people are being here on planet Earth and doing star technology, whatever it is.
Star, when you're talking to the friend, I forget what you said, but let's take China. What you are doing is you are sending out with that person an energy into the field, words and thoughts, waves of possibilities. So you together are creating a specific reality. So if we can do it based on a coherent, so I'm going to say that word again, coherent. It's not that you're talking about chickens and the other person is talking about going camping. You're both on the same page, so to speak. So when we do that, the impact on the field is exponentially greater. So if we use the principles as an example of STAR, and we talk about surrender, trust, allow, and receive, what amazing dreaming we're doing, and what amazing potential for creating the next golden age. And I see these circles in this vision all over the planet, people dreaming into existence this amazing new era that we're entering.
Tell me where you can buy your book. The name of your book is STAR, A Now State of Being. Tell me, where do I go on the Internet to buy your book?
Well, there are two places. My publisher, gatherinsight.com, or on my website, ninabrown33.com.
And go to www.starfuentes.com and enter the word EXPO, and you will get a free e-gift, Cooking with Energy. That is on the radio show link. Give us a call at 646.
Hey, Star.
Go ahead.
Hey, Star, I have somebody for you and Nina to talk to. Hold on for 1 second while I bring Steven on. Steven?
Hey, Star, how are you?
Fine, Stephen. What question do you have tonight?
Oh, it's Stig. No one gets that name, so I can't use one. I do have a question. I mean, after you worked on me so beautifully and lovingly, I've had a lot of experiences where I've identified what the real big blocks are, and I always thought I was afraid, but the real big thing is guilt. I think I've been shutting my life out because of a great deal of guilt. I can, you know, do stories about that, but that's basically what it's been about. And I just, so the guilt has really shut, especially recently, it shut down my receiving big time.
Can I give you a new picture?
Yes.
Okay. Imagine you see all those blocks, and your little ego mind is focused on all these blocks. Oh my God, I got some blocks. Right on the side of the block is your superhighway to success, is another trail or path that gets you where you want to go. And your conscious mind is turning, going, oh, look, another rock. I'm so guilty. Oh, I'm so ashamed. You turn your vision just a little bit, and there is a path, a roadway, a superhighway to your goals. Stop looking those blocks in the face. You've worked with me for 20 years. You know your blocks. Now, I want you to know your assets, know the way you flow, and know the way that you can go. Nina, do you have anything to add?
Absolutely. If I could just suggest that as divine humans, as sovereign beings, what we do is we create experiences. We create experiences so that we can grow in on the spiral of life. So I would suggest that all that you are feeling guilty about is nothing but a beautiful experience. There is nothing that you can do as a sovereign being that is wrong. The wrong is the judgment that comes from the collective consciousness. it is just an experience, and it's delicious because it is a teaching opportunity for your soul to grow. So judgment is not what the sovereign being is looking at. I call it being the fascinated observer. So if you can, think of being a fascinated observer looking at that experience, then it has no power.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting a different picture here, Stig?
Yes, darling, I really am, especially the superhighway picture. It gives me, you can live with that every moment of every day. Every step you take is on a superhighway.
That's excellent. Thank you, sweetie.
God, I love you, Star. And Nina, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
So take a deep breath. 646-716-9663. So you have these little circles that are connecting all over the world. Star circles, huh?
Yes. Yes, isn't it beautiful? It's a vision that is in the process of being manifested.
Oh, it sounds wonderful to me. It's important that each of us, in our own work, doing our own teachings, get out there and create that community, because communities join hands. Communities join like bodies eventually, you know. Hey, you're spiritual, you're metaphysical, you want to better yourself, you want to think in a larger fashion, be more connected. That's part of my truth too, most of my truth. And then the next community, and the next community, and pretty soon we're this great net, the internet, there's the internet of light all around the planet Earth. So take a deep breath. Good. Do you have a question for us? Give us a call.
Hey, Star. It's Mark, and I have a question for Nina.
Okay.
I was just looking at your websites and everything, and I noticed that you have the word trust. And I was just wondering what words of encouragement you could give me if I'm having some challenges with trusting my guidance, trusting the universe to back me in the path that I take.
I love it. I love it. It is a journey. Tell me your name.
Mark.
Mark. Mark, it is a journey. And what I do is I go inside to that inner voice, what I call the inner compass. And when it speaks to me, I follow it without a doubt, because I know that it is the divinity within that is speaking to me. It might conflict with the opinions and dictates of what I would call the outside world, the collective consciousness, but all that matters is you. It sounds like a very bold statement to make, but it is your journey, it is your movie, it is your experience that you are creating. And I think the other thing I would share with you, and it comes from Dr. Eben Alexander's book, which is Proof of Heaven. It was just published, I think, last year. When he had an out-of-body experience, what he was told was he could do no wrong. He could do no wrong. And so if that becomes your truth as a sovereign being, you can do no wrong. It is all just an experience for your soul. Does that make sense?
And please remember why you think you're going to do something, and the lesson and experience that you're really going to do sometimes are two different stories. But you still need to do that, because your guy told you that. You know, and it's really interesting. When I was young, I used to go places and say, I used to ask myself, am I going to get anything from this? Am I going to learn something? Is this worth going to me? And sometimes I get the answer, no. And then my spirit guide said, but we want to go. We want to meet other spirit guides and talk about some stuff. And no, Star, you're not going to get anything out of this, but you're going to give stuff to people there. So stop being so self-centered. And the lessons sometimes come, And even though you ask your spirit guide, oh, is this going to be great for me? Am I going to have a lot of people in my class? Am I going to do this? And they go, yes, you're going to. And you get there, and that's not the story. That's not the lesson. But you would have never got there if your spirit guides or your inner self would have told you some other story. You would have been at home doing the same thing or nothing. So sometimes we get to a place that's going to be beneficial for us, and the benefits don't come in the ways that spirit told us they will come. They come in different ways. So do you trust your inner voice? Yes. Do you trust the outcome to be in your highest good? Yes. Do you trust the outcome to be as you expected it? Absolutely not.
I love that. It's allow.
Excellent.
Allow it
all.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Do you do appointments? Do you do private sessions? Do you coach?
I do. And the most wonderful thing about all of that, all of the private sessions, all of the coaching, it all boils down to my very favorite question, Star, which is, who are you? And I believe, and this is such a strong belief on my part, I believe that all of the issues in life, all of the things we think are wrong, that we judge to be imperfect, are a result of how we answer that question. If we know that we are divine human, then everything is perfection. Everything is an experience. There are no expectations.
Well, and it takes work to get there.
Absolutely.
It takes work to get there. I remember we had somebody come here and give me one of those silly forms, and I put occupation, divine light, on the occupation. And at least I'm not as bad as I was 50 years ago, where in the sex I used to write yes instead of female. But anyway, they call me up and say, oh, man, but we looked you up, and your church is divine intervention. You're not divine light. And I went, oh, okay.
Wow.
You know, so sometimes how you answer who you are is an answer to what you need to work on.
I love that too, and it's all progressive. It, you know, we just put one foot in front of the other, and it's all beautiful, all of it.
It is, and you know, we will all have those bad days, those good days, those strange years, those great years. You know, we'll all be disappointed in our expectations, and we will all be fulfilled. It's how much light do you have inside of yourself? Have you nurtured that light? You make a very good point in your book, which I thought was very interesting. You said something about habits and mind can want to get rid of the habit, but your body keeps producing the chemicals.
Absolutely, and that work comes from Dr. Joe Dispenza, and people know him from the movie What the Bleep. I can sit here and say to you, Star, I'm going to quit smoking. Well, I'd have to start first, but you know,
whatever. Yeah, I know, but I'm giving an example that a lot of people do.
Perfect. And it can be with absolutely the purest intention, and I could really, really, really mean it. What happens, let me, if you don't mind, I'll give you my personal example because it relates more to my life. I'm going to tell you a story that's not true, which is that when I was 5 years old, my father spanked my hands because I colored outside the line. Well, my brain, the front part of my brain, registered that thought. The middle part of my brain sent out a chemical into my body which was reflective of, I'm no good. And then that afternoon of my five-year-old afternoon, I remembered my father spanking my hand. So my brain did the same thing. It registered the memory because the brain doesn't know the difference between an actual event and a memory. And it sent some more of that chemical into my body. Well, here I am 50, 60 years later still telling you about it. And that chemical is still being discharged. So my body is addicted to it.
That's a very interesting situation. So no matter what your mind or heart chooses,
yes,
you will eventually participate in that same activity to get that chemical, unless you were wise enough to see that it is a chemical or a hormone that does this to you.
So the book that he wrote that I highly recommend is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. Isn't that
Breaking
a great title?
Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself.
Yes, and so he has an answer. And I just love having tools, and the book we're talking about is filled with tools. And his tool is move into the now. Move into the now. How do you do that? Alpha state, theta state, lucid dream state, meditation. And when you're there, dream. What would it look like if I colored inside the lines? What would it look like if I painted a painting and Star bought it? Wow, how would that feel? What's happening is you are changing the synapses in your brain. The old patterning is being disconnected, and you are firing and wiring in a brand new way. And when you do that, you create an inner awareness that is emanated out into the multidimensional field, and you create a new reality.
I agree that, and I agree that there's so many other energetic things going on with addiction, with habits, with belief
yes.
systems. It's like if you believe that you're no good, it reaches out into the universe, sends out
right.
that vibration, and collects incidents that come to you supporting that you're no good. And if you believed it for 10 years, then you've got years of incidents coming back to you, even though you
right.
think your mind has stopped believing it, you're still collecting the return on whatever your thoughts were. You
so,
know?
So what you're saying is that it's very important that we, quote, do the work. And so I have to say to you how wonderful it is that you are a facilitator, a practitioner, and assistant to so many people who are trying very hard to find the way to do the work. So thank you on behalf
yeah,
of
Yeah, it's an important
any.
Thing to look at when we're doing the work. So, okay. Callers, we have a few minutes left here. 646-716-9663. I guess we're getting a lot of special time to talk to each other.
I love it. Well, you know, Star, the other half of the title of this book is A Now State of Being, and it goes back to what you just were talking about. We are being encouraged, and I say it's actually vitally important that we learn how to remove ourselves from the emotions of the past and the fear of the future. When we can be centered in the now, you and I are in the now right now.
Correct.
I'm not thinking about last year's taxes. I'm not. I am very focused on what you're saying and the response that I wish to give to you. So being in the now, we are ever so much more creative and balanced. So it's a new way of living life.
Take a deep breath. You know, being in the now to me is really important. What does your butt feel like on the seat? Can you feel it? I ask my clients, where on your body can't you feel your clothes? Because if you can't feel your clothes all over your body's not in the now. It's still registering numbness from the situation. You turned yourself off. Being in the now is you're conscious of everything right here and right now. The air conditioner, your heart, the connection between me and Nina, you listening to us.
it's now, what's going on right now, that is of the greatest healing. We lose time being in tomorrow, what shoulda, woulda, coulda. We lose life. We lose energy doing that. I think there's 1,000 books that talk to you about being in the now. And it is something I can't teach you. Nina can't teach you. It is a space where you have to get into, and maybe for a half second, and then for a second, and then for an hour, and then for 4 or 5 hours a day. Trust me, it's not easy to stay in the now. I've been practicing this for 50 years, and, you know, I still break down and get into yesterday, tomorrow, or woulda, shoulda, coulda. So a now state of being is a very important sentence and is a very important concept in Nina Brown's book, Star, a Now State of Being, which can be bought at GatherInsight.com, whose wonderful publisher is also my wonderful publisher. And if you go to StarFuentes.com, www.StarFuentes.com, and go to the radio show link and enter the magic word expo, you can receive a free e-gift, Cooking with Energy. I am just so pleased you were here and so pleased that you feel and think and work in so many ways that I do. And I know people are going, sitting out there listening to you, receiving from you your energy. So I guess, what was the greatest spiritual thing you learned this lifetime?
The answer to my favorite question. The answer to my favorite question, who am I? Who am I? I can answer that question now. And how amazing that is. And what a journey it took for me to be able to say I am an individual aspect of all that is. And for you, I am.
That, you know, somebody asked me, Star, what would you ever want on your gravestone? I was teaching a class, and they had to write their own eulogies.
Oh,
and they had to write what was on their gravestone. And I said, one of two things, I am, or wow, what a ride. You know?
So, I love it. Star, wow, what a light. Star, wow, what a light. You are absolutely amazing, and I am so grateful.
Okay, people, listen. Everything you read, every time you listen to somebody who has a different experience, you get another look, another facet of the spiritual diamond of light in life. Every time is a download. And a download is about receiving teachings and energies, experiences that you don't have to go through, that eventually, as you spiritually mature, these become accessible to you. Please go out there and read many books. Learn many things. Listen to the old people, the young people, and truly listen to what your own soul and heart has to say. Spirituality, metaphysics, light working is about energy. All of us are in a different space, a different place, but all of us are divine. Take a deep breath. Center in your now. Expand yourself. Become the light that you truly are. And breathe. Somewhere in the silence, somewhere in the heartbeat, somewhere in your breath, the divine shows up. It's always been there. Every once in a while, we can connect to it. And now our challenge, our truth, is to stay connected with it. Let your experience.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on STAR's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.